Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this live broadcast of the Grow My Cleaning Company family. We've got our fun little Christmas action going on. Good to talk to you guys all. Today, we are, if you were here to learn and discover how to start 2019 with a real actual honest to goodness plan to hit your goals for your cleaning company for 2019, you are in the right place. I've been talking to a lot of owners lately that are frustrated because they're not lazy people. They're actually really hard workers, but they feel stuck and they're like, I don't know what to do, so I don't do anything. They start thinking something's wrong with them and they've got to fix them, and they get all up in their head. And the reality is, it's not that they're lazy or bad. It's just they don't have a system. They don't know what to do, and they don't mind running. They just want to run in the wrong direction. So, and we've got Erica Bloom Payson from Maine. Good to see you, lovely Erica. So anyway, if that is you, if you feel like you are ready to work, you're ready to kick butt, you know that your cleaning company has got potential, but you don't know, you don't have a direction or a plan to maximize that potential, you're in the right spot. That's what we're going to talk about today. Hello, Mary Carnigan from Mary's Cleaning Service in Connecticut. We've got a bunch of East Coast folks out there where it actually probably looks and feels like Christmas. It's embarrassing. I'm literally looking out my window at a cactus and a mountain with cactus on it and blue skies. It is December 20th. So that's the party that we've got.
Well, sometimes lovely Natalie, we put little Santa hats on there.
What's that?
That sometimes we put Santa hats on the cacti.
On the cactus to keep them warm because it dips well into the 50s sometimes in the cold.
I'm wearing a scarf, you know.
Yeah, that's very festive. I am I'm wearing t-shirt for, you know, I guess you'll just have to take my word. All right, so let's jump in. There's a lot of problems with not having a plan and not having a system, not having a path. First and foremost is wasted money on advertising. So many people say things, which makes me so sad. Like, I tried Facebook and it doesn't work. What they really mean is this ad I tried on this day to this audience with Facebook for 9.5 seconds for $4 didn't get me the calls that I'd hoped and dreamed. Or I tried direct mail or every door direct mail or Google AdWords or telemarketing or, fill in the blank. There's 1,000 or Yelp. And, they say things like, it just didn't work. What they really mean is I didn't have a system and I didn't really know my customer and I didn't have a system to advertise, but some guy that was selling advertising came in and he sounded really good. So I gave him money and now that money's gone and I'm very sad. Also, I mean, there's just so many things. If you don't really have a system to follow and a plan, you don't know how much to charge. You don't know if you're losing money on a job, what to do about that. We do things like, I got to call my competition and see what they're charging. Well, surprise, I talk to your competition day in and day out, and they don't know what they're doing. They're calling you as the blind leading the blind out there. And we can get caught up in important things like, how much do I pay employees? Do I pay mileage or drive time? If I do, do I bill a customer for that? How do I do that? Do I buy a vehicle or do I pay mileage to my people or do I not pay mileage at all and just, you know, close my eyes and cross my fingers and hope that my people magically get to the jobs? So these are just some of the costs aside from, and that's these are the obvious costs, right? Wasted money on advertising, not charging enough, not making any money. Some of the real costs that people don't see but are actually bigger and badder and scarier are just that feeling of, you know, wanting to give up once you've been in your business 3 or 4 or 5 or God forbid 10 years and you don't know what direction you're going. You don't know if you're making any money. And keep in mind, every month that you fall short of your goals, that's a month of opportunity you will never get back, right? The older I get, and I'm an old man now, 44 years old, I realize, I've been rich and I've been poor, and I can recommend rich more so, but I will never be younger, right? I'll probably be richer tomorrow than I am today. I will definitely be older tomorrow than I am today. And every month that we lose is an opportunity lost. And if you do the math, a lot of people get uptight about oh, I tried advertising, didn't work. I spent $500 and didn't get a return or whatever the case may be. But the reality is if your company is doing $10,000 a month and you've got a goal of $50,000, you know that the potential is $50,000 a month. Every month that you don't hit that is a $40,000 cost to you and to your business. That opportunity is gone. You start doing a little tiny bit of math. We're looking at nearly $500,000 in just a year. And if we compound that and every month we could have grown, we're millions and millions of dollars in just a couple of years, not to mention time you'll never get back. And then you can get frustrated and burnt out on a business that you used to love, right? When you got into it, you're passionate and excited and fired up and you couldn't wait to change the world and serve. But this lack of a system can put you in the place where you hate your business. And again, I talk to you guys, I listen to you guys more importantly, and I hear this stuff, and it's all because you don't have a system. You're dying to work. You know there's potential, but you don't know which direction to go. And it's just, it's a spirit killer. It's a business killer, and it's frustrating as all get out. Natalie, say something smarter and wiser than all this nonsense that I've been spouting.
Well, I think a lot of people do see, like, they always ask, well, how much is it going to cost me with the marketing? Like, how expensive is it? And it's like, well, marketing is only expensive if it doesn't work, exactly. Right? Like, the idea is not to just spend $500 or $1,000 in a month, but to see for every dollar in, X amount of dollars come out. So if you're doing it right, your budget should be infinite, right? So there's just that little change.
Yeah, and that's another frustration I have when I talk to folks that get scared about investing in themselves or their business. I've shared in various places, I've been telling people I spent over $100,000 on my own education, having never been to college. My bride, who actually pays the bills, like, baby, you're well over $250,000 in your education. So I've been underselling the money that I put in. And I'm telling you, I remember when I was in the first part of that, I didn't have, right? When I was younger, I didn't have the kind of money to throw into personal development like I did now. But I would still go into, for all of you old people like me, into a Barnes & Noble and leave with like 7 books, right? I could just never get out of there without a bunch of books. And I never got how people, that's the one thing we can invest in that is, unless and until we lose our mind, is going to be with us forever, right? I can buy a car and actually, there's a book by Randy Alcorn called The Treasure Principle. It's a little book. You can read it really quickly. The Treasure Principle by Randy Alcorn. It's an amazing book. And in it, he tells a story of him taking his son to the dump and them just standing kind of at a ridge looking over all of it. And he was explaining to his son how every single piece of garbage in that dump, and there was cars, there was, you know, goods, washers, dryers, just everything that you'd expect to see in a dump. And he said, son, at some point, somebody bought that and they saved and it was important to them. And it was a big deal. And guess what? It ends up here. And everything you're going to buy in your life at some point, whether it's during your life, which is going to be probably 99% of it, or after you're dead, is going to end up in the dump or burned or gone or done. And I found that kind of investing in yourself and your own capabilities and knowledge and education and systems and mentors and things like that are the one thing that you get a return on forever and ever and ever again, right? I quote stuff I've heard from coaches or I read or I learned in a mastermind group a decade ago. I'll still get benefit from that. And it always makes me nuts when people like Natalie say, look at what they consider to be a cost as opposed to the return, right? So if someone says, you know, that's expensive advertising, usually that means they spent a lot of money. All I care about is what's the money in versus the money out, right? So if a client, an average client for us is $500 a month, and that client stays on average for a year, that's $6,000. And if it costs me $500 to get that client, that to me was not very expensive advertising. It was very cheap advertising. But if it cost me $200 and I didn't get any clients, or I got a client that was a loser and wasn't making me profit, well, that's expensive advertising. And same thing with education, right? Like, you can learn the hard way, right? I've invested the $200,000 I talked about investing in my education was the money I paid for mentors and masterminds. I've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars more on doing it wrong and figuring out the hard way and buying my education by going, well, I know I'll never do that again. So anyway, Natalie, any thoughts before we move on?
No, I think there's that story about the guy that made a huge mistake. What was it? The $100,000 mistake. And everyone's what was that story?
GE Jack Welch.
That's right.
They call him Neutron Jack because when he go through a building, books I've read, he'd go through a building, the buildings would stay standing, but all the people would be gone. He was just known for firing people at will, right? And there was a reporter interviewing him, and an employee had just made a very expensive six-figure mistake. and the reporter's like, oh, I know what's going to happen here. He's like, so Jack, how quick is it going to be until you fire that guy? And Jack said something really thoughtful in that moment. And he looked at him, he said, fire him. I just invested $100,000 in his education, right? He just became $100,000 more valuable to me than he was before. So I really want to encourage you guys to, first and foremost, as we're figuring out how to come up with a plan to actually hit your goals this year, as opposed to just wandering around in the dark, bumping into furniture, hurting our shins, to really look at investing in our education and things that are going to last forever, as opposed to things that are eventually going to end up in the dump. So some of the false beliefs that I run into that I want to make sure we dispel, right? Because if the mindset's not right and we don't understand, if we're not looking at business properly, all the tactics in the world aren't going to help. So one of the first killers is just do more of the same thing and it'll work itself out. And I love serving owners of cleaning companies, because you guys are the hardest working folks I know. I almost never run into a lazy person that just won't work. The problem is, instead of doing a different system or trying to, you know, get better, they just work harder, right? And they think, if I just work harder, if I make this much money at 10 hours a day, at 20 hours a day, I'll double my income. Kind of that, I'll work my way into growth. Well, then the problem is they do that, and obviously there's a cap on that. If you keep doing the same things the same way, there's only so many hours in the day you can do. And then you swing, the pendulum goes the other way, and you start feeling like, you get burnt out. Like, I can't do this anymore. I cannot keep banging my head against this wall. And then you start wondering if there's something wrong with me. Am I lazy? I don't have that passion for my business I have anymore. And then you start wondering what the problem is. And again, the problem is not with you. It's you are willing to do the work, but you want to make sure there's return on your investment. And that's where a proven system that you can trust comes into play. So you can actually invest your time and money and effort and passion into somewhere you're going to get return, as opposed to just, you know, grinding out. Another thing is, it's cheaper to figure it out on your own. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard, when people say stuff like, I can't afford to invest in my business or system or to figure it out. Good Lord, the most expensive mistakes to make are your own, right? Learn from other people's mistakes. That's when they say the wise learn from their mistakes. I disagree. I think everyone should learn from their mistakes. You know, if you do something bad and they punch you in the head, it's not going to take you long to figure that one out. But the smart guys watch you getting punched in the head and go, well, I'm not going to do that thing, right? They don't need to get the punch in the head. They don't need to spend the money. They can kind of figure it out on their own. So I really want to be clear that it's not that you're lazy and you can't swing back and forth from working crazy hard and then getting burnt and wondering why it's not working, and then getting burnt out because you don't want to do any more work. Well, no one would, right? You've got to get a plan that works. So if what you're doing isn't working, doubling down on that's not going to work. We need a new plan that works. So the way that you're going to do that, hello, Fran from Dallas, Texas. The way that you're going to do that is we need a clear picture of where you are now and where you want to be. So many people, when I talk to, is another killer. Another killer is when I'm coaching people and do breakthrough sessions, trying to understand where they are, where they want to be, so I can help make a plan to get there. And so when we get to the where do you want to be part, I hear stuff like, I don't know, just as big as I can, right? $1 billion, $1 million, I don't know, just as big as I can. The problem is, that is a great way to wander off into nothingness, right? Especially when there's no why tied to it. I just got to grow. Why and how big? I don't know, just bigger. The problem is, spoiler alert, growing businesses is hard, right? When you've got a proven system, it will be simple, right? At least you have a path to follow, but it's not easy. It's still a lot of work. And if you're not tied to your why, this is important, and you don't have a clear what, just bigger. Well, how do you know when you got there, right? Technically, if you did, you know, $150,000 this year in your business, and next year you do $150,200, you've gotten bigger. So I really want to start with clarity. And a lot of people just want to get bigger, better. They don't know what that means. So first and foremost, step one is going to be get clarity on two things. A, where you're at now, and B, where you want to be. And typically that looks like time and money. I promise you, we help people all the time and making more money and buying cool things and all that stuff is so much fun. But if you're working 100 hours a week, if you're killing yourself, if you have to bring a picture with you of your family because you don't remember what they look like, absolute fail, right? And the flip side of that is, you could quit tomorrow and have all the time you want, right? Just stop going to work. Problem solved. You got all the time you want to have. But most of us want to live indoors and pay bills and have cars and things like that. So we've got to find that balance of what we want to be. But if we don't set out clearly on exactly how much money we want, not just a lot or more, or as big as I can, a dollar amount, right? And a lot of people don't think that through in terms of, I never thought what that could be. This is your chance, right? We're right at the end of the year. Think that through. Get crystal clear on exactly where you want to be. And when this, not just more money or some money, or even if you say things like, I want a $1 million business. Why? Well, because then I'll be rich. Well, you got to think that through, right? You know, typically you're going to make a 20% profit margin. $1 million might be $200,000 a year. And if that's actually rich for you and that's really going to make your financial dreams come true, then that's great. But don't just make up a number kind of randomly without knowing why that is tied to some sort of difference in your life, right? I'll tell you, like I said, I've had money, I've had no money. Money's better, but if you don't have clarity on what you're going to do with the money, it doesn't bring a lot of value. Natalie, what are your thoughts?
Same thing, I think, with the motivation. You know, we come into the new years, people are going to have all of those New Year's resolutions, and they're going to be like, I'm going to lose weight this year. And as soon as it gets hard, right, like that first day is like, yeah, I did it. No candy, no sugar. I went to the gym. Then the next day, you're like, oh, gosh, it's so early. It's still dark out. I don't want to go to the gym. And they don't have that goal in mind of like, why do I want to lose this weight? What's important to me? Is it just looking good? Is it spending time with my family, having the energy? Do I want to like live longer? Same thing with your business. You know, you're like, I just want to grow, or I just want to make this amount of money. Well, it's going to get hard. There are things that you're going to have to do that you don't want to do. And if you don't have a physical, visceral connection with the why behind it, as soon as it gets hard, you're not going to want to do it. And then you're going to lose faith and lose hope and fail. And then you're kind of screwing yourself for later.
Yeah. I want to tag on to that analogy because it was perfect. I've never met anybody ever talking about losing weight. We're like, how much weight do you want to lose? Like all of it, like as much as I can. Like I want to get down to 0 pound. Like that's insane, right? I've never met, and this is our weight. This isn't our business, right? Especially if you're a girl, you're like 3 pounds, 8 ounces. Like they have it down. You know, like even on driver, you know, girl, you know, guy will be like, I don't know, 200 pounds is what I weigh. Girls will be like, I weigh 113 and a half pounds in the morning wearing this kind of clothes after I've peed, before I've had anything to drink. And guys are like, I don't know, 150, 200, I don't know, some weight. So as ridiculous as it would be if you went to a doctor or someone to help you lose weight and they said, oh, great, what's the goal? How much you want to lose? You said as much as possible. That's an insane. Like, well, you'd kill yourself and, you know, and earn and be down to just a couple of ounces if you cremate yourself. But that's not the goal, right? So it's funny how we accept that that would be ridiculous on the weight side. But when it comes to our business, how big do you want to grow? As big as possible, which is a ridiculous, ridiculous answer. Okay. So love Erica saying, love that the 2019 goals. I need a number. Well, let's do it together, Erica. We're going to talk about what to do. So first and foremost, clarity on where you are now. Before we talk about where we want to be, we need to know where we are now. So some of you, and again, don't have to post in the chat or raise your hand or feel bad or embarrassed, but some of you don't know how much money you make, either gross or net. So gross would be my company brings in $50,000 a month in gross revenue, or $20,000 or $100,000, whatever your number is. That's where we start. And I'd say the folks I talk to, probably 80%, maybe 90 know that. The problem was when I go, how much do you make personally? How much is this company, that $50,000 your company bring, how much does it bring to your family personally? I would say half the people know that. And of the half that think or say they know it, I'd say half of those actually know it. Dora D says, I wish. That's why we are here, sister, to build you a plan to actually get there, as opposed to just hoping and working harder and trying the same stupid things that aren't working and wondering why they don't work. We're going to do something different. So step one is to get clarity on where you are now. When we talk about money, gross sales, net profit to the, it doesn't have to be to the dollar, but you got to know it really dang close. And we've got to be honest. And some people say things like, I'm not good at numbers, or I get confused, or this isn't blah, blah. These are excuses, right? I'm not looking for algebra or calculus, because if that was the case, I promise you, I would be disqualified. I can't do any of that stuff, but I dang well know how much my company brings in gross and what the net profit is. And you know, Natalie even knows, because I'm constantly talking about that stuff. So that would be on the money side. The second side, which is as important, Kimberly Ann Rose has her numbers perfect. Nicely done, sister. The other side is time. And believe it or not, the older I get, the more I find that time is of more value than money. You know, when you're young, if you're like me, you're like, I'd give up years for money. No problem. Money's hard to find and it's impossible, and I'm poor and I do whatever I get. But I promise you, the older you get, you know, someone on his deathbed, he'd give up every dollar he's got just for a couple more years. So we want to make sure we're clear on both. Regardless of how you feel about that time or money being more important, we've got to agree that they're both crucial. And if we have all the time in the world, but no money, that's a tough way to go. If we have all the money in the world, no time, in my opinion, that's worse, but we need both. So again, when people say, I want to work less, well, God bless America. What does that mean, right? Let's be really clear. Is less 5 hours a day? Is it no hours a day? And we also want to talk about the quality, not just the quantity of our time, right? So I would rather work, I always tell people, Natalie and I sold our last couple of companies for 7 figures each. And so this is, I do huge air quotes for everyone that can't see me. This is our retirement. And I would say I probably work harder now than, I know Natalie works harder than we did when we had all our companies, than I did before, but I love it so dang much. You guys just absolutely inspire me. And it's just, I'm so honored to serve. And I get excited every day. I get to talk to you guys. So the quality of my time is so high that I don't mind spending a pretty good amount of quantity. And again, I'm not out of whack where, you know, I don't get to see my family, but I certainly work more than I have to because of the quality is so good. So the step one is get clarity on where you are now, both in money, and money is gross revenue from the company and net profit to your personal self. And then time is both the quantity and quality. So the quantity would be, this is how many hours I work per day. The quality would be, I love my job, I hate my job, or more likely, if we're honest, I like these parts of the job, but not so much these parts of the job. So once we've got that clarity, step two is get clarity on where we want to be. So when we talk about, I want to be bigger, I want to grow, I want to be $1 million, I want to double. That's fine. Let's just be specific. So if you say, I want to double, well, what does that mean? Well, if I'm at 100,000 today, I want to be at 200,000 tomorrow. So don't say I want to double. Say I want to be at 200,000 by the end of 2019. And make sure you get the net profit. I've coached folks that are making, have $2 million of gross revenue and are broke, right? And working their tail off, and they hated their business. They hated each other. This is a married couple. And I just said they hate each other, but it's certainly affecting their relationship. And they certainly hated their business, and they're very unhappy with their lives. So we've got to make sure that it's not just gross sales, but net profit. So it wouldn't just be, I want to double. It would be, I want to do $200,000 in the year 2019. And of that $200,000, I want to make $43,000 for my own personal income, or whatever those numbers are for you. And then time-wise, you want to say, I want to work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or whatever hours you want. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to noon, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 5, and then Saturdays for an hour in the morning, whatever you like. And equally importantly, these are the tasks I want to do, right? Most of us didn't get in this business to be cleaners. We got to own a cleaning business. So you might say, I don't mind working the 40 hours I work now, but I don't want to clean anymore, right? I'm working too much time cleaning. I'm going to work on my business instead of in it. So that's step two, is find clarity on where you want to be, both in time and money. And then step three is find a plan or a blueprint from someone who has gotten the results that you want, and maybe a mentor to walk you through it. So we always, once we're clear, and this is, again, everyone goes right to step three. What's the plan? What do I do? What's the strategy? Which is great. We need a good strategy. But if we're not clear on where we're going, there is no good strategy, right? If I want to take a trip and I call my travel agent and I want to go, hey, I'm in Phoenix and I want to go east, what's the plan? Well, if I want to go to my neighbor's house, the plan would be to walk out my front door and turn right. If I want to go, you know, across town, well, I probably should get my car. If I want to make it to Florida, I think a plane might be the better way to go. If I want to go all the way to the UK, well, maybe a boat, right? But to just say, what's the plan before I'm clear on where I want to go is insane. So after the clarity has gotten on the time and the money, you want to find a plan or a blueprint or a system that's gotten the results that you want, and ideally someone to walk you through it to help you. Because again, it's not just the tactics, it's the mindset, right? The emotion when you get kicked in the soft spot and go, this is hard and I hate it. You want someone to encourage you that's going to be okay. Step four, this is what sounds like, yeah, of course, obviously, but it's really the key to the whole operation. Follow the plan, right? We get so tempted to do what we're comfortable with. So many times people get clarity on where they are. Step one, they get clarity on where they want to be. Step two, and they find a plan or blueprint that's actually worked on someone that will help them and has done it, and they trust it. And then they do the exact same thing they've always been doing, and they get the exact same results they've always gotten. And they think it doesn't work. It didn't work because you didn't work. So step four, this is the key. This is a write or downer, folks. Follow the plan. So those are the four steps that we're going to do. If you want to jump on a call with me personally, I've got, I think, like 6 spots between now and Christmas. I'm not sure. But if you want me to walk you through getting that clarity and where you are now, where you want to be, what's working, what's not working, I love you guys. And I keep a couple spots a day just to talk to owners of cleaning companies and help them do this work, because hopefully you guys have been hearing, I get really amped up and excited about helping you guys change your lives. So if you want to do that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Wait, I'm going to see if I can type while I do it. Hey, Natalie, say interesting things for like 18 seconds while I type, because if I try and talk and type, I'll screw up.
No, I'm just really excited for like this time of year. I think it's like the perfect time to kind of get ready and excited for 2019. You've got like the holidays coming up. You're going to be spending a little bit of downtime. It's a good time to reflect about your life, your goals, what you want your life to look like, spending more time with your family and being able to enjoy them. And then starting off 2019, just like on it, ready to go.
Preach it. And I got to tell you, folks, I have been, again, I hate admitting how old I am, but I've been in business 25 years now. And I would say more than half of those years, I had these big goals, and I was actually pretty good about getting clear. I was always clear on where I was. I was always clear on where I wanted to be. The issue that came in, Erica, congratulations. She's like, it's on for 2019. So proud of you, sister. But I always was very clear on where I was and where I wanted to be. I fell down because I didn't have the plan. And I almost felt like I was lying to myself, not lying to myself, because I didn't want to not plan, but it just never worked out the way that I wanted it to work out. And I was always, in retrospect, if I just had a plan that I trusted and actually had some confidence in, I know I could have gotten the results that I wanted. I was never lazy, but I just didn't have a path. And it's the same thing with, you know, the weight loss, right? It's one thing to go, this is the year I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And then you go do the same stupid things that you've done every other year, and you get the same stupid results. But when you want to really make a difference, you hire a trainer, you get a gym membership, you start watching videos, you find someone that's lost the weight or is living the lifestyle that you want to live physically, and you tackle them. And at this point, you're much bigger than they are, so it should be pretty easy to tackle them. And you shake it out of them, make them help you. So I really want to encourage you guys. If it's not me, that's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I totally get that. But please, please, please don't go it on your own. Don't just double down on the same thing that's not working, that didn't work this year, and think maybe twice as much of that will make it work next year, because you're just going to be disappointed. So I just want to encourage you, find a system that works, find a mentor that cares about you, who's going to help you, and get real clarity in where you are now, where you want to be. And then you can put all that time and effort and work in with confidence, knowing you're going to get a return on your investment. It's going to be worth it. So that's it. I've got nothing else to say. Natalie, thanks for hanging out with us. I think we've got one more broadcast before Christmas. So no Merry Christmas for all right, you guys can have a Merry Christmas in case you don't make the next broadcast. You guys are awesome. As I said, honored to be able to serve you. Looking forward to talk to a couple of you, really get to dive into your business, see what's working, what's not, and help you come up with a plan. So 2019 is the year you actually get it done. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, no charge. I do this complimentary because I love you people. I love this community. Can't wait to talk to you. Have a great day. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.